The health headline we're looking at this morning is obesity-linked diabetes tougher to treat in children.
Yes, this is published in the New England Journal of Medicine this past week. Very discouraging news, Stephen, that the medications that you normally use for adults to be able to control diabetes, type 2 diabetes, don't seem to work very well in children, with failure rates of about 50%. And even when you add lifestyle changes into the mix with the medications, it really doesn't work very well. And this is primarily, they believe, because the study was done in children between the ages of 10 and 17, that during their growth cycle, they have more insulin resistance, so they just don't respond to the medications as well. And, you know, it's strange that we're even talking about this, Steve, children with diabetes. This is again, the canary in the coal mine. 3,600 children a year in the United States developing type 2 diabetes. It's continuing to grow, and no one knows what to do about it, and the medications are not working.
This is not hereditary. It is lifestyle-induced?
This is lifestyle-induced, and it is completely preventable. And that's the shame of this, is that we are seeing the effects of our society and the way we eat, the way we've constructed our world, and the effect that it's having on our children.
And the youngsters get obese, and then this comes on. When does it normally hit, if it's going to hit?
Normally, if you see type 2 diabetes in the past with regards to adults, you saw that in the 40s or 50-year-old range. Now you're seeing it in 10 to 17, so they have a 30-year jump on developing heart disease and kidney failure and stroke and amputations. It's absolutely horrific.
Okay, thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.